Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Sam Abel, is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Just had their city council meeting last night, and I did not know this until I called her. She was whispering me, hold on, because she was at a Rotary meeting where former Senator Doug Broxson was talking, and I begged her to tell me what he was saying, and she said, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Okay, fine, Sam, fine. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News anyway, fine.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It was good stuff.
Oh, everyone, you're killing me.
Gulf Breeze Rotary. I know, it's so marvelous.
Talking about the drama now, in the legislature and the governor, is that right?
Feud is the word. Oh, good stuff, nitty-gritty stuff. There
you're
was about,
me.
I'd say, 65 of us there who all are going to be in the know, Andrew.
No, fantastic. So. Outstanding. All right. Well, so on to other things. So you guys, your council last night made a couple of decisions, or at least talked about undergrounding utilities, a kind of an ongoing conversation for resiliency, right?
It is, Andrew. And so, of course, this was a big initiative, one of the largest of Mayor Cherry Fitch and that council. And J.B. Schluter, who was on our prior council, of course, is now the mayor. That project has slowed. I'm sure everybody driving through Gulf Breeze has seen the conduit that's pulled, but we have the old lights right next to the new lights, and the project has really slowed down. So our team was there to explain that the reason for that is what should have been a 3-month permitting process ended up being a 12-month process, same with design, because this is the first project during the merger, or I guess the changeover, from Gulf Power to FPL. So that really impacted, you know, the switches. And so there were just logistics and decisions that needed to be made in all of that. Finally, that, you know, is done. That's good for, let's say, the city of Destin and other cities that are maybe just a click or two behind Gulf Breeze, because as they've ironed this out, it's only going to be, you know, good for the panhandle. But we were that guinea pig. And so that was, you know, that's hard, it's brutal, but it is behind us. And so only good news, you know, moving forward. And of course, Andrew, in addition to the highway, we're now moving forward with undergrounding our neighborhood collectors. So those, you know, are our major arterials. And after that, of course, we'll be moving forward to undergrounding the remaining neighborhoods that don't already have undergrounding in the city. So are all part of that big resiliency initiative.
So the end state is 100% undergrounded utilities in Gulf Breeze and the city proper. Is that right?
That is. In the first two phases, the city has fully funded. And so the highway, of course, that's CRA dollars, community redevelopment dollars. The neighborhood collectors, the city renegotiated its franchise agreement and encumbered half of our franchise fee get set aside, and that piggy bank builds year after year, so that when we move forward with that phase, that money's already sitting there. As it relates to the neighborhoods, Andrew, we talked about that last night. You know, there's going to be a decision that will have to be made. 2026 is when the half-cent sales tax is going to come back up for a vote.
Okay.
And so a lot of that will just be, you know, having to look at what recurring, you know, revenue we might have. We're, of course, hoping that our tourists and visitors through the city are part of that cost share. We've been able to make huge strides with resiliency through the half cent sales tax. If we don't have that, we most certainly will be looking at an MSBU in order to, you know, complete that third phase. Already a third of all of our neighborhoods are underground. And Andrew, every time, you know, we have extreme weather, you see those neighborhoods come back online first. And so it's, you know, our community stays very mindful what, you know, just what the stakes are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a very tree-laden community, and I'm sure that's a part of that issue in addition to just, you know, water intrusion or you know, just the rain event itself or wind event itself. Just a quick note follow on something you said, hoping for the renewal of the local option sales tax in 2026, would it be fair to say that some of these projects would have had more secure funding had the voters passed the extension or the additional 0.5% sales tax that was proposed? Or was that only roads for you guys? I don't remember.
No, absolutely it would have. So in the city of Gulf Breeze, the 0.5-cent sales tax goes into a special revenue fund. It does not go towards our bottom line, doesn't go to capital projects within, you know, every department. It goes directly into a special revenue fund that the council created for resiliency projects.
Oh, okay.
And so that has to do with, you know, our when we pave, we make sure that we're addressing stormwater, curbs and gutter, you know, at that time. We've used that money as match for stormwater, you know, for multimodal mobility. And the result, you know, we talk a lot, Andrew, the city of Gulf Breeze is a small town. Florida is comprised of mostly small to medium-sized cities. The only funding that we have been able to receive grant funding in the past has been for disaster recovery. But because we had this cash match and we had this strategic plan, we have, you know, received two different appropriations, but, you know, over $25 million in additional grant revenue because we were able to use that 0.5-cent sales tax as grant match. So,
okay, so not just the money itself, but the leverage that it gets you for other
that's
projects.
Exactly right.
Which now,
that's
not right. Having passed that, you're without that particular option. That's because I know the county's dealing with this, and I figured you guys were too. That's why I wanted to highlight it for a second. Hey, Sam, hang on for just a second. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager in Gulf Breeze. Let's get John Pickens in here. Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years. Open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. That's Jerry's Drive-In. Just one accident to let you know about right now. 9 Mile Road to McCarty Street. I'm not seeing any road blockage associated with it, but I definitely want you to be aware of that accident. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sam Abel, city manager in Gulf Breeze. Sam, just one other quick question. There's a stormwater project that you guys had been, I guess, in the works on, but it's gone up in price significantly. What's the project and what are you guys going to do?
Yes, this is a project that is one of our three biggest projects. The other two are completed. This is what we call the West Basin. It is the most flood prone. And our Natural Resources Division, when we have extreme weather, Andrew, they deploy along with our emergency management team, meaning that they are working portable pumps until winds reach 35 miles per hour. We are the only city on the Gulf Coast to do that. And what it means is it's keeping insurance rates low. It's making sure that we don't have repetitive damage in homes. This West Basin is the last area that is extremely vulnerable, that if we know if we've got a serious weather event, we're going to have to deploy that team.
I assume that West Basin is sort of inside the Loop Road in the peninsula. Is that the vicinity we're talking about?
It is. It's okay. Navarre, Gilmore, San Carlos, Cumberland, but over in the Fairpoint Drive area.
Yeah, okay.
And so, yes, it's on the inside, you know, of that loop. And so we had set aside money, and that money was about $1.7 million that was going to cover design and construction. Well, that was, you know, $2018. And so now that project ballooned to 4.8 just in construction.
I believe it.
This was one of the two icebreakers that we had for the new council. And so this was part of, So we gave them two really
welcome
heavy
aboard.
Ones. Right. Welcome. Roll up your sleeve. And this is about speak up. Let's deliberate. This is a big decision that needs to be made. And so last Saturday, what the council said is, look, you know, we know that there was a feasibility study done at that time, but you're talking about taking money out of the bank that right now is accruing earnings, and we're using that earnings as match for other projects. So, you know, let's look at the cost benefit here. And so what they have said instead to do is to take the restore grant portion of that project, move it to another nearby stormwater project that also has some restore dollars on it. And let's go back, let's do a request for qualifications, and let's see if there's some more innovative ideas out there. So this isn't something our city likes to do. We don't like a lot of studies. We don't want to spend 10 years on studies, but
right. It
really, this ballooning cost compelled the council to say, we need to make sure that this is the latest and brightest idea to solve this problem. And so that's that was a big, hard decision to make, very hard to step up to the plate and then say, you know what, it's just gotten too expensive. We need to go back into the batting cage and maybe look at this again.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
Okay. Well, I know the folks who live in that area, you know, desperate for a long-term permanent solution, but, you know, let's make it the right one. It doesn't cost too much at the same time. And it's not outdated technology. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Tell former Senator Broxton I said hi. Thanks for the time and for stepping away from his presentation to inform our citizens about what's going on in their community. Sam, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, you want to start at Frontier Motors. Okay. Start there because, A, they have a huge selection of good quality used cars. You know, cars that are in the, like, 10 to 30,000 mile range is typically what they specialize in. Cars that are A quality, you know, good cars a year, two, maybe 3 years old. Okay, I've had one probably owner, maybe two. And the idea is that they're going to warranty that car to 10 years or 100,000 miles. And so, you know, you can count on it for a while. You're not going to take that depreciation hit. That's why Dave Ramsey's always talking about them. And they're going to stand behind their cars because they want you to be happy about it after, not just at the moment you buy, not just trying to get you barely over the hump so you sign and you go away and, you know, hope everything's okay. No, but to feel really great about the decision long term. That's why they're in business serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Frontier Motors right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. I have tickets to give away to Pensacon, so if you want to go to the annual Nerd Fest, I say that lovingly because I go every single year. I have been going every single, I can't believe it's coming up on the 12th one. That's crazy. Anyway, I've got two tickets. You meet caller number 5, 437-1620, 437-1620. Go to Pensacon, the 14th through the 16th, so that's coming up in about a week and a half. Call now, and you win.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Mozart Madness at the First Baptist Church of Pensacola. For tickets and more info, please see PensacolaSymphony.org. The 12th annual Kids and Critters Parade will take place Saturday in the Casino Beach parking lot across from Sidelines. It's the kids' chance to enjoy some Mardi Gras fun. See visitpensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But then, with the Loch Nahr, you could have returned to Earth.
I like it better here.
On Earth, I'm nobody. But here, I'm dead.
Man, that is an all-time classic juvenile fantasy movie. I know you're on the phone finding a winner for the Pensacon tickets, but I played a clip from Heavy Metal. Have you Heavy Metal?
Oh,
the
yes.
Animated, the old animated movie? Oh,
yes.
Man. I watched it just again over the weekend, and one of the things that stuck out to me is, you know, the needle gun? At the end, you know, with the fully automatic needle gun?
Yes.
I don't know why. That sticks in my brain for 40 years as one of the coolest things ever. But it is. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, El Salvador will be accepting U.S. criminals and deportees of any nationality. That's a deal worked out by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who met with El Salvador's president yesterday. He called it, quote, an act of extraordinary friendship. El Salvador will be taking in deported Salvadorians, but also any criminal, illegal migrant of any nationality. Vice President J.D. Vance visited East Palestine, Ohio yesterday. This is on the second anniversary of that train derailment there that really affected the area. He visited with residents and local elected officials. With the vice president on the trip was the new EPA administrator, Lee Zeldin, who vowed to make the cleanup effort in that area one of his department's highest priorities. And critical committee votes being held today for Trump cabinet picks Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard. Both spent the weekend talking with GOP senators whose votes will be critical to move them forward in that confirmation process. And both Gabbard and Kennedy would need just about every Republican vote to get confirmed.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with that accident on 9 Mile Road and McCarty Street. No delays associated with this, but we are starting to see people just stop and look at it, but it's in the clearing stages. But I just wanted you to be aware of that. I-10, I-110 are actually looking good this morning so far. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. The Santa Rosa County Commission. We've been talking a lot about Santa Rosa County because they've done a lot in the last week. So come on, Escambia County, pick up the pace. No, they're gonna have some interesting stuff. I think this week they've got some interesting stuff in the meeting. But they were considering impact fees yesterday at the postponed regular meeting. You know, they had a meeting scheduled during the snowstorm, which, by the way, is I think I'm losing my fight. I had been wanting to call it Snowpocalypse, but everybody else is wanting to call it Snowmageddon. Fine. Whatever. That's equally interesting. I think that's going to be the thing that we call it. There's going to be the Great Flood, the Ice Storm, and Snowmageddon. That's how you're going to distinguish the Ice Storm from Snowmageddon. So, but the, you know, impact fees on new homes, you had a very, very small bit of what I would call weak pro forma protest by the Home Builders Association. They had two people there, Alton Lister and Jennifer Mancini, basically saying that, you know, look, impact fees hurt our customers, hurt our business, make it harder for people to buy a new home, make it more, you know, difficult for people to afford it. You know, all of which is true. Okay. But you had all five commissioners vote unanimously in favor of it. Kerry Smith saying that, you know, they shouldn't have ever voted away them in the first place. They should have been in place all this time and all the money foregone all these years to help improve. Impact fees in this case for roads have to be used for capacity improvements. It has to increase the ability to get to the homes. The problem caused by the home has to be remedied by the impact fee is the, kind of the short version of that. One of the weird catch-22s, Colton Wright was talking about this in the workshop last week, was that you have to build the road, but then the impact fees don't come in until after the home gets built, and then you can't really use the fees to pay back the county for a project it already did, so it has to be for new improvements after the fees come in, is the way I understand it. So it's a real weird thing, the way they work, which also makes them sort of, I think I've got that right. If I don't, please somebody correct me, but that also makes it a challenge. It's not that much money. I mean, not really. It's $1,600 for a new home. So if you're spending $400,000 on a home, you know, $1,600 is, you know, not a lot in the scheme of things. It's going to cost you, you know, I know Bobby Burkett said that it's going to cost you $3 or $4 a month total over the course of your home loan. And if that keeps you out of a house, you probably shouldn't have been buying it in the first place. Yeah, you know, there's some truth to that. But by the same token, they don't accomplish much. I mean, if it's only $1,600, then it's only $1,600, right? That's good in terms of it not costing very much, but it's also bad in terms of it not generating very much revenue.
Believe me, let me go back on this real quick, because we've got a lot of people that think this is the magic bullet. And this is going to cure all of our woes. It's not. It's a drop in the bucket. It's literally a drop in the bucket. But it's a good drop. So let's start moving forward to being innovative in our means of collecting the funds that we need to get these things done.
Yeah, and the county is looking at a bunch of different revenue sources. Remember, they had passed impact fees before in the summer, I think summer of last year, maybe May of last year, and it was meant to be contingent upon the voters approving the 0.5% increase in the local option sales tax, which did not happen. So the impact fees as the contingency also did not happen. But this new board is very in favor of impact fees. And so they passed this yesterday with a 5-0 vote. Everybody acknowledges that this isn't a big deal, but it's something. It is a revenue stream. Just for perspective, if even 1,000 homes get built this way, and by the way, the retail space one is actually quite a lot. It's $2,700 per 1,000 square feet. That's actually pretty hefty. I mean, that's adding $270 a square foot to your price of commercial real estate. So that's a lot. But the individual dwelling units, if you built 1,000 homes, that's $1.6 million. You don't buy a lot of road for $1.6 million. So again, in the scheme of things, it's not that. And when you're talking about like a $30 million or $40 million project to widen Chemukla Highway, you get the scheme of how this isn't that big of a deal.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two Trump cabinet picks with uncertain support have Senate committee votes scheduled today.
The Senate Intelligence Committee is prepping Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for Director of National Intelligence, and the Senate Finance Committee votes on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary. Both nominees might not get a vote before the full Senate until next week.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announces an offer from El Salvador's president that includes accepting American prisoners for a small fee.
President Bukele has agreed to accept illegal migrants and dangerous criminals the U.S. government wants to deport.
The most unprecedented and extraordinary migratory agreement anywhere in the world.
On its website, the State Department describes El Salvador's overcrowded prisons as harsh and dangerous.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. There'd be legal challenges to deporting American prisoners. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got mostly cloudy skies, looks like, and 58 degrees in Pensacola. A Panama City man has died after a crash on Highway 98 early this morning. FHP says two trucks crashed head-on near Inglewood Drive in the inside westbound lane. The 33-year-old driver of one of those vehicles died at the scene. The other driver, a 68-year-old Milton man, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Santa Rosa County now has impact fees. They were approved by the Board of County Commissioners on Monday. The fee for a single-family home would be $1,636, among the lowest impact fees in the state.
Got to get everybody on board, and it ain't much. It's not much. If I'd buy me a new house today, I wouldn't have a problem with it. This is where I want to live. I'd buy it, no matter what. And I'm on board with this. I think it's the right way to go.
Commissioner Ray Eddington, those fees go into effect in May. For multifamily residences, the fees would range from $789 per unit for high-rise buildings up to about $1,171 per unit for smaller buildings. Commercial developers would be charged per square foot. The money will be used for roads in Santa Rosa County. Escambia County Public Schools making big changes, hoping it'll result in more students choosing public education over the state's school voucher system, which offers about $7,700 a year for students that are seeking alternative education options.
We have slowly ate away at losing students. 3 years ago, it was about 1,800 students that we lost. 2 years ago, it was about 1,200. This year, it's 511.
Escambia School Superintendent Keith Leonard, he talked to Channel 3. The district announced several changes starting next year. They're going to continue moving sixth grades to elementary schools. They're creating a new hybrid school K-8 model that would combine Helen Caro Elementary and Bailey Middle School, and students will have opportunities at both of those campuses. Then a new option for high-performing students in 7th and 8th grades, as they're putting 7th and 8th grade classes in at Pensacola High School. The district also announcing a new school in Beulah to meet the demands of the growing population in that area. Well, some reaction to Governor DeSantis' criticism of the recent immigration bill passed by Florida's Republican lawmakers. District 2 State Representative Alex Andrade says he believes it really comes down to ego.
Governor DeSantis is in his final 2 years as governor. He's trying to hold on to like some semblance of, it comes off more aggressive than it should, but like relevancy. And so he's doing this kind of trip around the state on taxpayer dime, by the way, bringing state agency heads with him all across the state creating this fake narrative to justify vetoing a bill that would be the strongest immigration bill in the country if he signed it.
Andrade says giving more control of immigration to the Commissioner of Agriculture just makes sense because they're an elected official right now, the only cabinet member available. As the Attorney General's been sworn into the Senate and the state CFO is soon to be our District 1 congressman, Andrade says Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson is a friend of President Trump as well, and is also looking to run for governor in a few years, so he would be incentivized to follow the president's agenda. Now, it is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Florida, and Emergency Manager Clay Pacheco in Broward County says they're highlighting specific weather events this year, tornadoes, which can be devastating for people who ignore warnings.
We had a tornado outbreak late last year, as you know, that a record number, 42 tornadoes, touched down in Florida, had never happened before.
They're also highlighting lightning, rip currents, hurricanes, flooding, and extreme temperatures, as well as wildfires. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by PureTalk.com. It's time to ditch big wireless. PureTalk gives you unlimited talks, texts, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. If you are traveling on Burgess heading toward Highway 29 or away from it, I'm seeing some delays there, maybe about a 5 to 7 minute delay at the Palo Fox light. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We do have a dense fog advisory through the morning hours. Dense fog going to be possible through the late morning. High today near 72 degrees with partly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. Fog possible Wednesday morning as well with a high near 72 in the afternoon. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we do have 56 degrees in Pensacola, 55 in Gulf Breeze, 51 in Milton. And your money now this morning. We've got a mixed open in Wall Street. The Dow is down 44 points at 44,377. S&P up just about 3.5 points right now at 59.98. NASDAQ is up 64 points at 19,456. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.571%. Gold price is up 720 at 28.64.30. Silver price is up 18 cents at 32.71. And a mix of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin currently down 1,800 at 99.830. Ethereum's up 101. Solana's up 177. Dogecoin still down a penny. And XRP down 2 cents. As well. China's taking some new steps in retaliation on the U.S. tariffs on its products, but Fu Kong, China's envoy to the U.N., says in a trade war, nobody wins.
We don't need to fight each other. We need to work together to fight against the common enemies of the world, like terrorism.
Beijing announced new tariffs overnight on many U.S. imports. That'll start next week. That includes 15% on coal and liquefied natural gas and 10% on crude oil, farm equipment, and some cars. President Trump is creating an American sovereign wealth fund. Speaking while signing executive orders in the Oval Office this week, Trump said it could help with the purchase of TikTok. The president said the fund would be used to invest in things like airports, medical research, and highways. And coming up in the business world today, we'll get word on job openings, keeping the focus on jobs. ADP's employment report due out on Wednesday. That'll be followed by the weekly jobless claims on Thursday. On Friday, the government's monthly jobs report is being released. Most analysts expect that January saw a drop in new job creation. It's about 8:38. It is 8:38. Our next news is at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top of the line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Things are going to be slick around here for the next couple of days.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
That's Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum, and he says the snowfall will likely be the heaviest starting this
when you need to know.
Escambia County says they have found some snow plows to clear the roads after it falls.
Now, they don't have as many as the Department of Transportation entities.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
So a study evaluation comes out. A personal injury lawyer named John Fitch did an analysis of National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, data in order to figure out which state has the highest number of pedestrian jaywalkers involved in pedestrian fatalities every year per capita. A pretty dark thing to figure out, but still here goes. And his takeaway was then, which state is the most likely to jaywalk, which is the most jaywalking prone state, right? And so New Mexico is actually the tops with 4.4 per 100,000 residents. That means for every, you know, LSU football stadium, you get four people every year die, if you want to think about it that way. Isn't LSU about 100,000 people in the stadium? Something like that.
Yeah,
typically
but
big
we
stadium.
Could have found another stadium.
Could be Jeez. FSU, could be Illinois, could
right.
be Ohio State.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Could be Oregon. I don't, whatever. Arizona was second at 4.01. Louisiana, staying on target, 3.94. And Florida ranks fourth with 3.47 pedestrian fatalities per 100,000 residents. This is not a category where you want to win, but we are close to winning, okay, in the state of Florida. So here's my question for you, 437-1620. You're wondering where I'm going with this.
Yes, I do.
Jaywalking is not illegal in the state of Florida. It is only illegal to jaywalk if you impede traffic, something we have talked many times about with our local law enforcement officials. So literally, if you jaywalk and get hit, it's your fault. If you're in the crosswalk and there's not a green light and you get hit, if there's a red light in the crosswalk or you're just in a crosswalk and you get hit, it's their fault. But that's not my question for the day. That's not even a question. My question is, do you jaywalk? Do you feel comfortable walking across the street, not at a crosswalk, not at a designated crossing area? Because obviously here in this, I mean, you know, some people say it's like, you know, there's a game dodgeball here. It's dodge people. I mean, you know, dodge bike, dodge scooter, dodge person. We play dodge people all the time in Pensacola. You kind of hope on dark streets that you don't wind up hitting somebody. But my question is, do you jaywalk or do you feel comfortable jaywalking? And then sort of the second question along those lines is it okay to jaywalk? Now, see, I have always been raised in places where jaywalking was illegal. And so jaywalking was soft crime, right? It's, you know, the kind of thing that people shouldn't do. So I have an aversion to it. But the question is, since it's not illegal, if you don't impede traffic, is it wrong? Is it bad? Is it immoral? Something like that, imprudent to jaywalk. 437-1620. Jaywalk talk all morning here on News Radio 92.3. Do you jaywalk? What do you think of people who do? John?
Oh, I do, of course, especially if it's a shortcut.
Okay. Okay, so you're the guy risking the traffic incident?
Well, yeah, but you look both ways.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you walk, saunter, or run?
It depends on how fast the cars are coming. Because, you know, I'm not going to just stroll across.
You're not going to, you know, pull a, like, you know, the TV show Shaft where they, like, deliberately make the car stop because it's a power play. Right, you don't do that, okay?
No.
Because you figure you lose that argument.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you definitely jaywalk, but you jaywalk with alacrity.
Yes, only in the state of Florida, though.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Okay, this whole conversation applies to people who believe the rules don't apply to me, right? That's John. The rules don't apply to me.
Well, they do.
It's not illegal. There is no rule in Florida.
I was raised right where you follow the rules.
But there's no rule.
Well, the rule is common sense. You're going to go somewhere where there's a light. You're going to go where there's a crosswalk. You don't just go right in the middle of traffic.
But it's a shortcut.
That's so selfish. So walk all the way down to the end of the thing, and then walk all the way back.
I don't have that kind of time.
Ain't nobody got no time for that. Well, you're gonna have time in the hospital if somebody hits you because they didn't see
ain't nobody
you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Y'all, gosh, no.
What is that woman's name? Sweet something.
I couldn't.
If everybody just randomly runs across the street, why do we have streets, crosswalks, stoplights?
Yeah, I mean, you're just talking about Cervantes and Highway 29 now, right? And Davis Highway. I mean, that's all you're talking about. It's just Highway 90.
This is what's wrong with the world right here. We have found the root of it.
437-1620. 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the jaywalks.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays on 90 or 98. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I did that joke wrong. I should have said you have jaywalking on the fives.
Exactly, but yeah, I wasn't going to correct
sometimes
you.
Sometimes the edit needs to be at play. Okay, so 437-1620. Let's talk about some of these texts in here. Somebody says, $102,000 for Tiger Stadium. There you go. See, I was right. All right. Okay. And that's not the Tiger Stadium I would think of in Detroit. That's the Tiger Stadium you would think of at Ole Miss. Let's see. Yes, that's where I don't know. Oh, that's a different text thread I'm having. Let's see. Somebody here says, when I was young, we did jaywalk with the funky chicken rhythm walk. So you made a production out of it. Okay, or, you know, the silly walk from with John Cleese and Monty Python. Let's see. Somebody here says, I've seen at least a dozen cars in the past 5 minutes with no headlights. Oh, that's all. You know, if you people could keep your texts on target for me. No, but we got foggy roads out there and people are warning us.
Well,
they're
just jaywalking on your text line.
Yeah. Look at that. That's a nice one. Good.
I like that.
Just saying.
Somebody here says, I love jaywalking. Somebody says, just as I'm careful when crossing in a crosswalk, I'm cautious when not crossing in a crosswalk. I feel like that's a Dr. Seuss rhyme. That means, you know, you can't assume the cars are going to stop even when you're in a crosswalk. Hello, Main Street. Do you trust the crosswalks on Main Street?
I always look both ways, take my time, try to follow the rules.
You know what gets cars to stop? If you get out your phone and look like you're videoing, they always stop.
Really?
They don't want to be caught on camera.
Oh, no. That's right.
Breaking the law.
Little tactic for you if you want to engage in it. Somebody says, I wouldn't trust that. I'm just saying it does work. I don't jaywalk unless there's no crosswalk nearby, and I walk fast. I'm the same. I will go to the corner. I'll complain about it. But if I have to jaywalk, I'll walk fast. That's really the key. I don't run. I'm not trying to fall down in the middle of the street. But, you know, not that I can't survive a run. I'm just saying it's a risk. Let's see. Somebody here says, is jaywalking only crossing traffic or is it walking with the traffic if you're on the side of the road? Oh, no. If you're walking on the side of the road into the approaching traffic, that's actually legal. That's not jaywalking. Jaywalking is crossing traffic. You're exactly right. Which is actually a good point about the pedestrian fatality statistic because not obviously all due to jaywalking. Some would be due to just roadside. Right, which is its own separate issue. If I'm by myself, yes, because I'm fast. If I'm with my wife, I'm going to a crosswalk. Oh, your wife is slow. What's his phone number? Let's see.
Gee, willikers. I'm not even going to comment on that.
Jaywalk, of course. Nothing wrong with it. Just need to be aware of the traffic. Cervantes is like playing Frogger.
Yes.
Accurate. Although now they've put, the border wall up on Cervantes, and so it's only at certain places. Which it's funny, though, because you see people go right around the edge or between the fixture, and it just – pedestrians are like water. They will find the crack. They will find the place to go. Let's see. Somebody here says, well, if you continue to jaywalk, you'll have the Cervantes barricades trying to keep you from jaywalking. Bayou Boulevard has mile-long stretches without a crosswalk. No, that's true. There's a lot of places in Pensacola where I think of Pace Boulevard. Like, there's one painted, faded crosswalk on Pace Boulevard. I think it's by the Grocery Advantage, if I remember right. But anywhere else, where are you going to cross? I mean, the intersections don't have crosswalks. They, you know, just hope for the best. Or walk down to Cervantes or, you know, up to, what, Fairfield or something like that. Anyway, sorry, Live Frogger is the best, somebody says. Somebody else says jaywalking helps sharpen the gene pool. We should call them the Frogger Awards, not the Darwin Awards. No, too harsh. Too harsh. Okay. Somebody says it's only funny when it's not a news story. Somebody says seeing folks walking, jogging in the street of the bike lane when the perfectly good sidewalk is available is just dumb. No, that happens. That does happen. Mm-hmm. Somebody else says Cervantes is a hot mess. People cross everywhere. That's always been the case as long as I've lived here. I don't know that it's any better now or not, but, you know, there it is. All right, 850. So there you go. So the settling is that John is a rule violator and gets offended when you bring up Ole Miss. And Meg is a rule obeyer even when there's no rule to obey.
I don't know. That doesn't quite sound right. I'm not sure about that.
Seems like shade. I don't know.
Somehow that got like twisted and I don't know.
This is actually a good safety note. There's nothing you can do about it, but here's the truth. Somebody says, jaywalkers at night with dark clothing really aggravate me. He used different language.
Right.
Yeah, no. Do you not think about what's happening here? We can't see you. And that often is what happens. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Ugh, I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
He's supersonic.
He's airborne.
In what?
Sir, Overwatch reports an F-14 Tomcat is airborne and on course for our position.
So, this is, on the one, this is a terrible story, but it made me laugh, so I'm going to share it. It's a lewd story, okay? So, if you got kids in the car and you don't want to answer questions, this is the time to, you know, I don't know, turn me off for a second, go to music, whatever you need to do. Seriously. And there's no delicate way to do this, okay? Headline, Channel 3. I warned you, okay? Headline Channel 3. Navarre man caught masturbating while driving next to Santa Rosa County school bus. You just can't. There's no easy, simple way to say this. Lewd and lascivious behavior against a victim less than 16. Indecent exposure. Happened on January 17th, driving on Gulf Breeze Parkway. For goodness sakes. Five students under the age of 16 listed in the arrest report as victims. What do you think they did? Kids in the bus did what?
Probably videoed.
There you go.
TikTok.
You're famous.
Mm-hmm, very
absolutely.
Famous.
Absolutely. What's that? Click, boom. The report video shows a man driving a white truck next to a school bus while his are exposed. Investigators note in the report that this story tells you which hand was doing what. No, come on. I don't need that level of information. According to the report, multiple victims said the driver glanced over and looked up at the bus during activity. Described the suspect as heavy set with a bald head, no facial hair, and a double chin. Oh, God, just horrible. Oh, man. He didn't deny it exactly, but, you know, just said it's absurd that he's being arrested. $56,000 bond. Wow. Given some of the bond amounts, that's actually super high. So, what is this world coming to when a guy can't engage in a little self-care me time on his afternoon commute? You know? just can't have a little self-date in the truck and happen to drive by some kids in a bus anymore? What's the world coming to?
He's been exposed.
he's out now. Yeah, so it's, look, on the one hand, oh, wait. Anyway.
The first hand.
Oh, man. Was it the left-hand lane or the right-hand lane? All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. I told you it was a horrible story, but it's also pretty entertainingly funny, too, right?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. We're glad Meg's not in here.
You know why I feel really, really bad at this particular moment? Because my good friend and someone I consider a sort of an elder statesman, mentor, representative of all that is decent and upright in the world, Mike Wiggins, the former mayor, is sitting here watching me and thinking, good Lord, this is what it's come to, right? Mike, what are you thinking exactly?
I think we got to go back to jaywalking.
We got to go back to talking about jaywalking. There are safer ways to entertain yourself while driving. David Wayne, did you want to weigh in on this at all, or are you good? I feel like you...
I just don't really know where to go with this.
You can let that opportunity slip right through your fingers. Okay, so fair enough.
Oh, no.
Look, it's... What can you say? So, some things are... Look, I have often... I used to... when I used to work in the network, and I was one of only maybe two Christians out of about 30 or 40 employees there, and they used to say, he's the filthiest Christian I've ever known. I'm like, God made sex. He knows it's funny. It's not a surprise to him, you know? And he sees what he made, you know? Anyway, so he laughs. Why did God make it like this? Because it's funny. It's entertaining. You know, why not?
All I have to say is, boys.
We should get you a T-shirt. That's your catchphrase.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I said we're lucky Meg wasn't in here, but she's back.
I'm back, and I caught enough of it. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. Did they wave? I don't know. Anyway, so, all right. It's nothing to see here. Now where are we going to go after all of that? Trump wins on Canada. Troops to the border to enforce anti-drug trade. Trump wins on Mexico. 10,000 troops to the border to work on interdicting the drug trade. EU leaders are now scared that he might impose or threaten tariffs against them, and they're calling a trade war stupid. Yeah, but will you concede something, and have you been dealing with us unfairly over the years? I mean, I know that it sent the markets into turmoil, and I know that people got all scared yesterday. They were scared about the tariffs, and then they were scared about all the illegal immigrants, you know, quitting their day jobs at the taco stand. But, you know, whatever. We're all back to basically normal because he got what he wanted, and we didn't have to do anything. China's the only one that we're waiting on because they've acted and we've acted, and, you know, we'll see. But the EU, I love this. This is so stupid. That's what they're calling it. They're saying, the Polish prime minister told reporters in Brussels, We have to do everything to avoid this totally unnecessary and stupid tariff war or trade war. Well, that's the point. You're going to do things. He's going to get concessions. He's going to make advances. He's using weight and leverage and threat. And it might seem stupid, but it's getting results nevertheless. Is it appropriate use of leverage? Well, you know, that's really the question. So time will tell whether it works long term or not. All right. That's it for me. Meg is up next with Mike Wiggins. I'm sure they can talk about driving on Highway 98 and, you know, public safety.
Listen on air.